Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
It's the greatest intro in radio. I'm sorry. I had to say it. You're thinking it driving around in your car. Every time I hear it, it makes me say, well, when we're all done with Ben and Woods, at least we will have had the greatest intro in radio history. And I'm fully convinced of it will not be sold a bill of goods any other direction. Makes me very happy every time
I like it, too. I mean, the question is, should we be using it every day and not just on Wednesday?
The answer is probably yes. It's probably yes, because it's that good. Not to brag, but it makes me feel good every time I hear it. Really reminds me of the playoff run we had a couple of years ago. That was kind of our playoff song. But, yeah, we like to mix it up here on Ben and Woods.
Maybe we bring it back and go full-time for the playoffs.
Full throttle.
Every day.
I'm down. I'm absolutely down for it. That is if we're, you know, still a show or friends. And I'll explain when into the break saying that Ben has hurt my feelings. And I don't know if it's repairable at this point. But he still doesn't know what I'm talking about. I'm Woodsy, by the way. That's Paul Reindel, the executive producer, and Ben Higgins. Man, I thought...
Feeling hurter.
Feelings hurter. Are you nervous right now?
At this point, what else can be said... What else can be done to yours truly on this show?
He makes a good point. The man makes a good point.
I don't know of anything that I did that should have hurt your feelings. Okay. So I'm guessing you're making a mountain out of a molehill here.
I don't know.
I mean, it's little things, Paulie. You know, little things you read into things and you go, oh, that doesn't feel right. That doesn't look right. You know, it happens. And listen, I'm a sensitive guy. I will give you that.
You are.
I can be very sensitive.
But I noticed this as well.
Yeah, you noticed this before, but you didn't call my attention. You know how sensitive I am. You probably wanted to preserve my feelings.
Yeah, I thought this is really effed up.
It is.
And I don't want to cause, I don't want to, like,
you didn't
be
want
the catalyst,
the catalyst
for the end of Ben and Woods. Yeah, but I noticed this a long time ago, and I thought, that's weird. And I thought, maybe I missed something. There must have been an inside joke. Maybe I was out of town. I don't know. I must have missed something because there's no other explanation.
We had a tier one that thought the same thing, Paulie. Sent it to me this morning, and it's a screenshot of our friendly neighborhood sports anchor Ben Higgins' Instagram. And you know when you sign up for an Instagram account, you get to write your bio. Well, I'll read you mine real quick. Mine says, if you go to my Instagram, at the Stephen Woods. Married to at Hannah Jane Nancaro, Bo and Taylor's dad. Half of at Ben and Woods, plus at Seals Lax, PA Lunatic, and Glass Banger. That's my whole scene, right? My wife, my show, my side gig, and that's it. So he sent me this. He goes, did I miss a bit or something? Because he's looking at Ben Higgins' bio. It says, host of Ben and W, .. on 97.3 The Fan in San Diego, ABC 10 News Sports Director.
I didn't write Ben and W, .. Do they, like, automatically shorten things on Instagram?
No.
Why would I write Ben and W, ..
Taking me essentially out of the...
That doesn't make any sense.
Right. Taking me essentially out of the equation. Ben and W. The sidekick again. Here we go again. Just
keeps my options open in case I ever want to host with Warren or
Warren
Wilbur.
Ben and Wu. Katie Wu comes in. What is your explanation for this?
You're a monster.
This hurts. It hurts.
I will be fully honest here.
Boss, can you put my name in your bio?
Hey, boss, please add my full name. Please, boss. Please.
I'm going to go to my Instagram feed here.
Boss, please.
Profile.
I'm begging you, boss. Please use my full name.
Why does it say that? Let's see.
Please.
Let's edit.
You're about to alibi it.
No, I'm trying to change it if I can.
Go to your profile, hit edit profile.
Is there like a edit profile? Upgrade now? No, thank
you. I will give him this. He's not the world's greatest on Instagram.
No,
I self-admitted.
I think I have 35 total posts. Some people have more than that in a day than I have all time on Instagram.
I went, what is he doing? Why is he cutting me out? Ben and W.
And I've been trying to log into Instagram more because there's great content
there's
there.
There's great content
It's
there.
Just so visual on Instagram. And I'm such a verbal, I like Twitter because I like to use my words. And that's how I communicate with my words, not my pictures necessarily. So I don't post a ton. Edit profile. Why would it say Ben and W?
He's got some bangers in here. AFC Defensive Player of the Week, Corey Legit, that's right, of the San Diego Chargers.
Is what?
That was just a picture of you, that you posted of him.
I did?
Yeah. Sneak peek inside Petco Park at the setup for tomorrow's Paul McCartney concert. Opening
Don't
day.
Don't even remember any of this.
How many likes did that get?
That, Paulie, that one was...
Post of Ben and W.
Double.
Ben and W. That got like 4 likes. 8 likes. Ben and W. Just cut me clean out. Ben and W.
It's possible. I was just pressed for time and didn't have the wherewithal to type OODS.
Right. Should we get new shirts that just say Ben and W? Like A and W. Ben and W. So no explanation.
W.
He's not copping to it, Paulie.
No.
Well, I mean, it definitely
There's
was
no explanation.
Accurate.
Like, this has happened to me my entire...
You can't talk your way out of this.
This has happened to me my entire career. My entire radio career. And I thought you were different. And it stings. I feel like, I don't know, maybe I feel like people think that I try to steal their thunder. I'm not. I don't. I like to work as a team.
You know me. I don't even want thunder.
Yeah, you don't even like thunder.
Don't give me any of the thunder.
Why'd you do this?
Take all the thunder.
Kevin says, this would be the last show for me. That's how I feel, Kevin, right now.
I wish I had a story for you. Like, I have no recollection of typing that in or why it would be there.
Junior nails this. He said, at this point, man, it's your fault. You seek the same party. You can't even feel bad for me because I am drawn to people like this. And I allow things like this to happen. I'm sorry. Whatever I did, I'm sorry. All right? Whatever I did, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I've never
you
meant
thought
to
get away with it too.
I've never meant to hurt you. You know?
Some weird, wild W stuff.
Here, yeah. You know? Ben and W.
Wacky.
Ben and Wu would be a much more attractive YouTube viewing experience. I will give you. I will give you that, Joe. I'll give you that in a heartbeat.
Well, I could still type in Ben and Woo dot dot dot.
Yes, Ben and Woo
dot dot dot.
So,
or just 2 dots.
It's probably a good time, Paulie, if you could play for me our favorite clip from Good Will Hunting. I think I need it right now. Probably more than ever.
It's not your fault.
I know.
It's not your fault.
I know.
It's not your fault.
I know.
Don't do this to me, man.
I know, man.
I just want you both to know, both you and Paulie, that you are very helpful, supportive elements of this show.
It's not your fault.
I know.
It's not your fault.
I know, man.
And I know I wouldn't be
not
here
you, Ben.
Without
Don't
your
f-
support.
With me, all right? Don't f*** with me, Sean. Not you.
Not you.
Not you, not you Ben.
Yeah, gets me every time.
Your fault.
Yeah, why didn't you just put at Ben and Woods to direct people back to our Instagram? Which makes way more sense.
Idea. Yes.
You also didn't tag your other employer in it, which you could also
Can
do.
You tag in the bios?
Mine says at Megan husband, at mornings with at Ben and Woods.
At Ben and Woods.
You can put at Odyssey.
I probably need to put my family in here somewhere
you
as well.
Do you?
You don't have, your link could be anything. It's, of course, it's 10 News.
Do you? Does that, you're the only one that runs your account, right? You're not going to blame this on some intern or something?
No.
It's Jack's fault.
Jack did this. Jack, your son runs your fantasy football team. Does he also run your Instagram feed?
He should. He would do a much better job than I would.
He would. All right. Well, listen, man.
Tough morning.
Mark, man. Daddy says, don't let him do this to you, Ben. Woods doesn't tag you. Yes, I did. I said,
always
Ben tags and Woods.
Yeah,
always do. I tagged him in a tweet last night.
You did.
I did. Oh, and it's 8:11, and you still haven't told us what our magic number is.
Six.
Okay. Did you want
Thank you to the Cincinnati Reds.
Yep.
For beating the Atlanta Braves.
Did you want to go through it and break it down?
No, it's pretty simple. It was 7 yesterday. This time the Braves lost. It's now 6.
Had the Padres won, it would be 5.
That is also true. Now, it's not always the case because of the tiebreaker and the Mets, but because they're not tied right now, the magic number for the Padres, any combination of 6 wins and Atlanta Braves losses would clinch a playoff spot.
Joe wants to thank you to the Rockies. Absolutely, Joe. Joe is a Rockies fan. He listens to this program. We've got nothing but nice things to say about Bud Black. He's a tier one of this program.
Always love that ballpark.
Love that ballpark.
Anytime you get a chance to go out there and play. Yep.
So, you know, the Arizona Diamondbacks for much of the second half were like neck and neck with the Padres, hottest team in baseball. Yeah. Diamondbacks have cooled off considerably to the point where yesterday the Mets have caught them. In the standings. They're now tied for the second wild card spot. What does that mean? Well, if that trend continues, the Padres may be on track for not a series against the Diamondbacks, which is kind of what we were sort of forecasting, but instead a rematch of the 2022 wild card series against the New York Mets.
Who have played us very, very tough this season.
And are playing very well right now.
Playing lights out.
Even without Francisco Lindor, who's been out but is expected back again in a few days.
Yeah.
Yesterday they replaced him with their top prospect, Ronald Acuna's brother. What's his name? It's a long name. Luis Angel Acuna, and he hit a home run. So they're getting big. They're getting big moments and big performances, and it could be another Mets-Padres series coming up here in October. Hopefully it would be at Petco Park, but I guarantee you the Mets would like to have another crack at the Padres after what happened 2 years ago.
There is no question about it. And the Braves, too. I mean, again, like the Braves with a devastating loss last night. But I think if you're a Braves fan, you're just sitting there reasoning with yourself saying, look, if we get to the wild card, we're 1-0. Because of Chris Sale. Like, we're 1-0. So that's got to feel really, really good.
And they
good.
Still control their destiny because they play the Mets next week. So
yeah.
Even though they're behind now, they have a chance to, you know, they could sweep that series and they could get back into playoff position. But they are slowly slipping away, and it's starting to look more like Padres, Mets, Diamondbacks as your wild cards than the Braves. And not a Padres, Diamondbacks series, but maybe a Padres, Mets series.
You're a rational guy. Except on Instagram. How much energy should I be expending, you know, thinking about winning the division? In your honest opinion.
Good question.
Let's talk about it next.
Unfortunately.
We'll talk about it next?
Yeah, we can talk about it next.
Let's talk about it next.
All right, we'll talk about it next, and we'll play our incorporator from last night, Angstrom, the word for Jesse that he worked into the broadcast. So we will, because I have a good answer. I've been thinking about this. About how much you really do want to try to chase down the Dodgers in the division. We'll get to that coming up after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? an easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I hate to be the bearer of pessimistic news. I'm not going to call it bad news.
Would you even call this pessimistic, really? Is it more just a fool's errand? You know, like, don't get yourself all in a tizzy.
I think that while you should always, and I'm sure the players and the coaches know that the ultimate goal is to win the division, get a bye in the first round, that would be the best possible outcome. And you still have your three games against the Dodgers, so there's no reason why you should give up on that dream. Right now, FanGraphs gives the Padres between 7 and 8% chance of winning the NL West. 7.8% chance, to be exact, which is low, but not impossible. Here's the trouble. What would you say, what would you think is necessary? Padres have 10 games remaining. To win the division, how many of those 10 do you think that they probably need to win? They do have the tiebreaker against the Dodgers.
They do.
Yeah.
With three to play against them.
Yeah.
Seven.
No, not even close.
10.
Probably more realistic.
So, seven's fairly close to 10, Ben.
So even if, let's say you won seven and you won all three against the Dodgers.
Okay.
So, you know you're making up three games. You're 3.5 back right now.
Okay, so you're still a half game
back. So you're still a half game back. But, okay, so that means you went 4-3 in your other games. You need to catch up more on the Dodgers. So they would have had to gone 3-5 or 4-4. They've got only the Rockies and the Marlins left other than the Padres series.
And they got the Rockies at home, us, then. That's the thing, man. The Coors Field,
yeah,
devil,
I mean, it's
magic.
It's not impossible, but unless the Padres go like 9-1 or 10-0, you're going to be asking either the Marlins to win another game or two, or the Rockies to like win two or three against the Dodgers the rest of the way.
So, yes, I was waiting for it today.
Now, if the Padres go 10-0, they have a real shot,
yep,
to win the division.
Well, the other thing, too, man, is what it's done.
But they've got the Astros and the Diamondbacks still. Now, the White Sox, yeah, you could win all three of those. But that's a big ask. Not just sweeping the Dodgers, but sweeping the Diamondbacks and not dropping any of the other four games on this homestand.
Yep. Yeah, it's a big ask. Yeah. You're absolutely right. So I won't go nuts about it.
9-1 could do it as well, but one of those can't be a loss to the Dodgers.
We've talked about unintended consequences, though, haven't we, a lot today. And one thing it is doing, and I mentioned it early in the show, I mean, I'm last night literally watching the Dodger fans on in my feed praying to God that their number one most hated other team, they can say it's the Giants all they want, but it's clearly the Astros one, and it's us number two. What it's doing, Ben, is making them play a little bit different than they normally have to do. Now, for them to go out, for Bobby Miller is a guy that they thought, dude, this, I mean, Bobby Miller at the beginning of the year, and I was, I mean, Bobby Miller was impressed. He's got impressive stuff. He's been horrific for them. Went two innings last night.
Grove was not very Grove good in relief good. Either.
So what it's doing is it's crushing their bullpen. Their bullpen was horrible outside of Brewster Gratterall last night. It's putting a lot of strain on that team. And I don't know that they sat there and thought that they would have a lot of strain come mid-September. So if anything, what it's doing is it's just kind of amping it up a little bit. You know, and it's making them maybe...
I'm not arguing that the Dodgers are too strong to catch. They're extremely vulnerable. I'm arguing that the math is working against you at this point.
Sure.
There's just not enough games left in the season, and there's too small of a margin for error unless you're close to perfect the rest of the way.
That's fair.
To catch the Dodgers.
Fair.
And, you know, there are games like last night's where you didn't play badly at all, but you sometimes don't win those games. And you can't have really any more of those the rest of the way if you want to have a chance to catch the Dodgers.
This conversation is completely different if that ball goes up the middle last night. It's completely different.
Yeah, it is quite a bit different.
Yeah.
2.5 gives you a bit of a chance. I mean, you probably still would need to sweep the Dodgers. No matter what, you were going to have to sweep that series to have a chance. But let's say everything breaks pretty well. The Dodgers lose one more this week. Padres sweep them. You're going into the last three then tied with the Dodgers. So you have to match them. But you're playing in Arizona against a team that might still be fighting for a playoff spot. They're playing against a Colorado team that is ready to go home and get to the offseason.
But in Colorado.
It is Colorado.
It's in Colorado. Pitching is horrible.
And the pressure would then be on the Dodgers knowing that if they drop any of them, they probably lose the division. So, you know, there's your scenario right there.
How fun, though. How fun.
You know, win the next four. Today, tough one, obviously. And then against the White Sox, go into that series, hopefully against the Dodgers, three games back, sweep them, and then you've got all the pressure now is on LA for those last three. They're expected to win in Colorado. Padres have the tougher games, but you've got that tiebreaker advantage. All you have to do is match. If they lose one, all you have to do is go 2-1.
That's right.
So it's not impossible. I'm just saying the math requires, you know, pretty much that scenario would be 9-1 or 10-0 for the Padres the rest of the way.
Right. Fair enough.
All right. Last night, Jesse Agler was tasked with the Incorporator. Had him on 8:35, as we always do on Tuesday, and I thought I gave him a simple setup, but something that he could really use in a baseball broadcast. Today, I'm giving you a word that I think is going to be useful in your baseball broadcast. Pauly, if you would please.
Engstrom.
I have a lot of Engstrom about playoffs.
That's just angst.
Engstrom.
Jesse, an angstrom is a unit of length. It is the equivalent of 1/10 billionth of a meter or 100 millionth of a centimeter, named after Swedish physicist Anders Jonas Engstrom. It's usually used to measure light wavelengths that are so microscopically small they don't have any other measurements for them.
Got him by an angstrom.
All about astrophysics. Love it.
All right, so where were we find Jesse last night?
I'm actually double-checking right now because I forgot.
Just bottom of the late seventh. In the game, yeah.
Bottom of the seventh.
That seems about right.
I was sitting there waiting for it, and yeah, here we go.
Big 0-for-1 on the night. He's the only Padre to have drawn a walk. He did that back in the second inning against Hunter Brown. 2-2 pitch is a little bit outside, ball three. Abreu thought he had it, kind of hopped off the mound, and then had to go up the hill when he did not get the call from plate umpire Brennan Miller.
Yeah, that's as close as you can be without getting the call. That could have gone either way.
Missed by an angstrom.
Oh,
3-2, taken. High ball four.
Perfect. It's just perfect.
Very
missed
well
by an angstrom.
Scan, no reaction from Scan. Whatever.
I always wonder with Scan, because he's on, he's done the Incorporator before, so he's should be on alert. But very useful. Very tight calls last night.
I think that's a word that I will put in my toolbox. I don't have a real toolbox. My mental toolbox. What I need a real...
You don't have a real toolbox at all?
I do. It's very Fisher Price. It's like the most basic...
The kit.
It's like the little
What's
kit.
What's in your toolbox?
A hammer. A Phillips head with some different settings.
Okay.
Like a different bits.
Oh, you can replace the larger or smaller
actually,
ones.
Actually, it's just one screwdriver. That you can put in
different.
That. There's a level in there that I've never taken that
flathead?
Out.
Flathead? You got a flathead too?
Flathead what?
Screwdriver.
Yeah, it's one screwdriver.
Oh, you can put both
the Phillips and the flats in. There's
a wrench?
No wrench.
No wrench.
No ratchets, no wrenches. Just very, it's like for little kids. The little Fisher Price, it's in a gray, very small. Hannah gave it to me for Christmas. I go, oh, thanks. Thanks for this. Don't know what I'm going to do with it, but I'll throw it in the garage, and it sits out there. Not a handy guy. I'm fine with it.
All right, we got more Big League Wednesday coming up. Brett Boone, Odyssey Insider.
Boney.
Always one of our favorite guests of the week. He will join us when we come back next with more Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fam. Being called a Debbie Downer. Stop being so pessimistic, Ben.
You're not, and I defended you.
Thank you.
You're logical.
It is.
I'm emotional. There's no, you're logical.
There's no emotion to my math.
You're the yin to my yang. You're the yin to my yang.
Again.
You can't have two of them.
I think the Padres are fully capable of running the table the rest of the way.
Sure.
I'm just telling you, it's probably going to take that or something close to that to catch the Dodgers.
Yep.
You know, going 7-3. It's good, real good, probably not going to get the job done. So I'm just letting you know what is required. And as good as the Padres have been this year, I don't believe they've had any 10-game winning streaks.
Well, I think this next guy will be able to tell us, though, Ben, baseball is played one game at a time, and it's almost ridiculous to try to prognosticate this dumb game that we all love so much. No one would have thought the Marlins were going to beat the Dodgers last night, right?
Correct.
Nobody. And nobody thought that the Braves were going to cough up a 5-1 lead to the Reds. And they did. It's just a weird game. That's why we love it. But, you know, again, Padres are in such a great position. They're going to make the playoffs. That I feel confident. 100% confident. 99.4% confident. That's pretty good, and that makes me happy.
All right, Brett Boone will join us right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. And we are joined right now by Odyssey MLB Insider Brett Boone. Insider calls are presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call. Click Grainger.com or just stop by. Brett, host of the Brett Boone Podcast, featuring the most notable names in MLB and around sports every week. And how about this? Just sent out the tweet a few minutes ago, Paulie did, promoting Brett's appearance, and he got a response from one of our followers, at TimFlannery13.
Our beloved. Said,
a good man. Honored to have coached him. He's inspired many as well. High praise from Tim Flannery, Brett, for you this morning, and good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing well, man. How about yourself?
Well, other than I predicted that the Marlins were going to beat the Dodgers yesterday.
Ooh.
I'm doing
now, predicted right. It. Where? In your mind? Because I do lot of mind predictions, too. A lot of them.
I was listening to your coming into the segment. You said nobody could have predicted the Dodgers would lose last night. I predicted it.
Well, what'd you do? You tell your wife? Or like, who'd you tell? Like, is it public? Was this public knowledge?
I was too busy. I had anxiety last night watching the catching in Big League Baseball and how it's like being a hockey goalie now. It's such a challenge to block the ball with a runner on third late in the game.
Oh,
like,
it is.
Can we get in front of the frickin' ball and quit with the framing? I'm going full in now. I want the automated strike zone. I want catchers to get back to catching and not worried about framing. So we got to get on one knee because the framing's better. And then when I piss off the umpire because I framed a couple and beat him, now he's pissed. And next time he's here, he's not going to give them to me. Let's get rid of it.
Yeah, listen, we've had multiple discussions with like we talked to Nick Hundley and we asked him, you know, about that and. It's the way that they teach it now. Look, man, I'm a little league coach and plan on being for a long time, and that's probably the extent of my coaching, Brett. But I don't know that I'm going to teach the kids that move when they're behind the dish. I think that's for more advanced. And there's obviously, you know this as well as anybody, though. They don't make kind of universal changes unless they absolutely think they can steal an inch or two here or there. That's not something they're going to do. And I can understand certainly your frustration, but there was an example last night where I thought Diaz for the Padres, I thought he did a perfect job. And it spins, man. It was spinning so much, it got away from him.
But then Diaz for the Astros, he was just trying to pick. He was not trying to pick. Moving the body and
yeah.
blocking.
Yeah, that's right.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Anyway, it makes me anxious.
It makes us anxious, too, when your guy's in there trying to spin one. He needs to throw one in the dirt, and it's like, oh, God, can the guy back there block
it? In the big leagues, though, I expect that to be handled. You know, in little league and travel ball, that's part of it. You worry about it. You know, these kids, they're just growing. They're learning the game. Ball goes to the backstop all the time. The big leagues, it shouldn't happen. If it happens, it should be like, oh, my goodness, what happened? It shouldn't be a regular thing. That's all I'm saying.
Now, we were talking about this with Adam Jones a little bit earlier. You said you're ready for the automated strike zone. But I would imagine, Booney, you were one of those players as you got along in your career that you started getting the benefit of the doubts. Because as Adam pointed out, not all players have the same strike zone. Stars, generally, you know, if you're a hitter, yeah, those balls on the corners may be balls. If you're a star pitcher, yeah, you might get a little extra off the corner. You may have benefited from that a little bit during your career. You wouldn't with an automated system.
Well, I think this. The umpiring has completely changed. They've changed it to they want a universal. Back when I was coming into the game, the umpire, the great ones, they all had their own zone. There's no perfect zone. There's no robot back there with a computer. So they would establish their zone early in the game. Usually your first at bat, you had an idea. Or, you know, he's given the high strike today, or he's given an inch off the plate away. The great ones, if they were given an inch away, you were getting the benefit of the doubt in. So you knew that going in. Everybody knows the rules. Here we go. The great ones keep that strike zone. Now they want it to be universal, which I guess is better, just so you know in your brain what the actual strike zone is and call it. I don't think there's preferential treatment today in today's game. There might have been back in the day. I definitely reaped the other end of it when I was a rookie. Man, that was tough sledding for a while until you establish yourself. But the game is different. So as much as I love the old school and I'd like to stay with, no, I like the human element behind the plate. I like the question. It's driving me crazy with the white box and everybody's an expert. I got to listen to the commentators every day. Oh, that was a strike. Why? Because you saw it hit the line.
Lit the zone.
You know that line isn't even the real line anyway, which the umpires train on. But because, you know, the entertainment value is there, we all sit at home on our couch and watch it. It's incorrect. That being said, I never thought I'd say automated strike zone. I don't want it. I like to keep the game as much the way it's been for hundreds of years. But with today's game, the framing, the catcher's on one knee, ball's going to the backstop all the time because they're worried about framing. And if you get on one knee, you can frame the pitch better. I've given in. And I'm a purist, and you guys know that. I've given in to say, if we're going to be this scrupulous and we're going to be this tough on umpires and we're going to criticize them, you might as well just go to the computer strike zone and then there's no questions about it. I'd never thought I'd say that, but at this time in the sport with everything else going the way it is, I think it's inevitable and I'm going to welcome it and take the box away so I don't have to see it anymore.
Well, I'll tell you this, man. It's we're talking to Brett Boone here on Ben and Woods this morning. Booney, I was watching a game recently, and I can't remember what it was. I don't know why they didn't have the box. But
oh,
it
was beautiful.
It would no, it was jarring. I hated every second of it. I was like, I need the box. I need the box. I had to see it. Well, I like to scream at the umpire. So
right, the box is wrong.
I get
That's not the actual strike zone.
I get it. I need it. I need that edification to know that I'm right. And look, hardest job ever, man. I mean,
these guys are great. These umpires are
better than ever, they say.
They've ever been.
Yep.
People don't understand it. They think they all stink.
Yep.
I've talked to umpires from my generation, and there's still a few that are from my generation, but I talked to the guys that now, you know, might be in the front office, might be doing some work, you know, out off the field, and they say, Booney, the umpires are as good as yep. they've ever been, the way they track and the way they grade them. And a lot of people would probably be surprised by that, but these guys are really good. It's just the way we scrutinize them now and criticize them, man, they got a tough job.
Well, the funny thing is hitters always know. And that's what always really surprises me. I mean, yeah, every now and then you're like, bro, like Xander had one last night. I'm like, bro, that's a strike. Like, it's always been a strike. It's always going to be a strike. But 99 times out of 100, when the hitter, you know, looks back and is like, bro, come on. Like, they're right. Well, they are right.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem, too. Back in the day, it wasn't so scientific, okay? So I could sit there and tell Joe West, Joe, that's a freaking ball. Booney, I had it as a strike. Well, you're wrong. Now, we can argue this all day. Now, they can go, they're tracking you. So you see what I'm saying? It's science-based. So now I can argue, he can argue back, and somebody's going to be right, somebody's going to be wrong. And if you want that information, you can get it. So it's completely different than it used to be. It's not subjective anymore to, oh, he's a great hitter, he's got a yeah. great eye. Oh, he's a great umpire, he's got a great eye. No, now we can go to the actual data and find out. So it makes for a lot of, I don't know, it makes for a lot of angst. And I think, and on a serious note, no, I understand the entertainment value, but on a serious note, I think it adds a negativity to the game. Because if an umpire's around the edges and the ball isn't scraping that white line that we're watching, all you hear on the simulcast is, oh, that's not a strike. He's having a rough day. And it starts from the first pitch. Oh, that's not a strike.
True. Very true.
And I don't think that's good for the game of baseball. Just my opinion. All right.
Booney, what are your thoughts on, you know, a lot of hype on Shohei Ohtani's pursuit of the 50-50 season, mm-hmm. home runs and stolen bases? Obviously, right. new rules have made stolen bases a little more accessible. I was looking at your numbers. You had a 35-16 season once, 35 homers, 16 stolen bases. It's obviously a great combination to have both power and speed at the same time, but it does feel like today's game, we're seeing more of those than ever before. Why do you see that happening?
Well, just because of the two disengagement. And a couple years ago, once again, I'm always skeptical of new things in the game of baseball. But I think, you know, I have an idea now what they were trying to encourage. Let's start running again. Let's start stealing bases again. It was kind of a lost art. And I think they hit their goal. I think they're encouraging people to steal bases. You're seeing people steal bases all the time. That being said, you go back to the Vince Colemans of the world, the Ricky Hendersons of the world. They're kind of looking, going, you're telling me you're giving me only two disengagements? They're laughing right now.
Yeah.
So, and this is, it's the easiest it's ever been to steal a base. But that was the goal, I think, of the commissioner's office. Let's encourage playing the game this way against the umpire. I think they hit their goal. Now, I think what they're going to have to do, they're going to have to pare back those rules. You're going to have to find something where you give a little bit of a chance to the catcher and the pitcher because the rules are just stacked against them. And now you're starting to see people steal bases. That being said, Shohei Ohtani, what he's doing, creeping up on 50-50. I still think it's unbelievable, but there's also a reason it's never been done before, because the rules were the rules, and now the rules are completely different. So, yeah, the stolen base is definitely a watered-down statistic in 2024. Going forward, I hope they find a happy medium over there where they can make it still encourage stealing bases, but at the same time make it a little more fair. So, yeah, the stolen bases thing, definitely a watered-down statistic in today's game. But I'll tell you, I never used to think it was a big deal. I thought 2020, that's a big deal. Yeah, 20 homers, that's important. But 20 bags, anybody can say. You mentioned that, Ben, that one season where I stole 60. I was worn out. I thought I felt like I stole 150 bags. And it gave me a new appreciation for stealing bases and home runs. That combination, it takes a lot out of you. If you're having a great year and you're hitting a lot of home runs and you're on base all the time and you're hitting 300+, and then add stolen bases to that, it does take a lot out of you. The only thing Shohei's got going for him this year where maybe it's, you can say, oh, I don't feel that bad for you stealing that many bases, he's not having to pitch and he's not having to play the field. So you get a little bit of a break from the physical on a daily basis. But let's not take away from what he's doing. He's just, you know,
monster.
Just a special player. They're talking about him pitching in the postseason. That's almost like he needs a cape. If he comes into the postseason and starts pitching and being a part of it, he's going to be the closest thing I've seen to Superman.
You know, it's funny because obviously, you know, I don't. You live through it. You know, exhausting. 16 stolen bases. That's that's less than one a week.
Yes.
I remember I had base stealers on that team. Mark McLemore, Mike Cameron come to mind. Ichiro's. And if they were in front of me on the bases, let's say we're first and second, I'd be egging them on like, hey, steal third.
Oh, you get a freebie.
I get this easy back door. But after a while, they started throwing to second because they knew it was in. But probably four or five were backdoor bags that year. So really, I only probably really by myself stole 11.
It's great stuff, man.
Booney, great
always.
Stuff. So next week, assuming we get a chance to talk to you, we will be down to the last couple of days of the season, clinching time.
He's coming in.
Oh, that's right.
He's coming in next
week.
Paul,
he told us that. You're going to be in studio next week.
I love it.
Oh, can't wait.
You're sending the helicopter.
Can't wait. Yeah, we'll send the if not the helicopter, we'll send the
– just the limo. Might just be the limo.
The Bentley. Yeah, the Odyssey way. That's how we do it here. As you know, Brad,
Odyssey insider.
Yeah. As you know.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Well aware of the perks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's where all that Granger money is going to.
That's right.
Booney, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
That's Odyssey MLB insider Brett Boone. Insider calls presented by Granger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Granger has the right product for you. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop on by.
I love to hear that because I just laughed at Jerks and Profar a couple weeks ago, and he's like, look, I've had a really good year. I've hit a lot of doubles. I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm worn out. Like, obviously, you would take that over a crap year, but your legs feel great, but you're hitting .160. Yeah, you want to be hitting .290 with 40, 50 doubles and 25 home runs, certainly, but it is funny.
That's the biggest disconnect between fans and players, because they are. It's 162. It's a grind. As a fan, though, you look. You're running like 90 feet, or it's a double. It's 180 feet. That doesn't seem like much. Have you tried it before, though?
Right.
It's actually quite a ways.
Very hard.
All right, we'll come back. 1 hour to go. Paulie's got some breaking news in the basketball world in our Rindle Report, and more next year on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.